It's Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has signed a set of police reform bills aimed at improving transparency and public trust. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
AB 58 gives the Attorney General the authority to investigate whether state officials and police have violated another's rights and privileges. That authority was formerly under the purview of the Federal Department of Justice. Senate Bill 50 severely limits law enforcement's ability to perform no-knock warrants, except for in the most dire circumstances. The measures were signed on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death, an unarmed black man who was killed by Minneapolis police. Democratic Attorney General Aaron Ford says the new laws are a sign of progress, but more work is needed.
It absolutely has taken place. Are we done? Absolutely not. The great can always get greater. The good can always get better. And the bad can, in fact, improve. And so to the extent we run across additional opportunities to augment, restore, and create trust, we will absolutely do that.
In addition to the reform bills, state lawmakers are also considering a measure requiring police to submit use of force data to the state each year. That bill is still making its way through the legislative process. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Reno and Sparks will resume in-person public meetings next month. Both city governments have held virtual meetings since March 2020 due to the pandemic. The Reno City Council's first in-person meeting will take place Wednesday, June 2nd. The Sparks City Council will meet June 14th. Nevada lawmakers are advancing a major election reform bill with just days left in the legislative session. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Assembly Bill 321 would make a number of election reforms approved during last summer's special sessions permanent. That includes making voting by mail the standard, among other changes. The measure was introduced earlier in the session, but languished in the Assembly Ways and Means Committee for weeks before it received a hearing and vote this week. Democratic leaders say the measure will continue to guarantee all eligible voters access to the polls. Republicans have all but condemned the bill, arguing the changes led to increased voter fraud in last year's election. Those claims are baseless, as there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 general election. The measure now heads to the Assembly floor before it goes to the Senate. Governor Steve Sisolak is expected to sign the measure into law. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
The Russian man who attempted to bribe a Tesla employee to install malware at the company's Nevada-based Gigafactory will be deported. U.S. District Judge Miranda Due sentenced Igor Igorovich Kryakov this week to what amounted to time served and deportation. Kryakov pleaded guilty to attempting to bribe a factory employee $500,000 in a bid to steal the company's secrets for ransom. He will remain in custody until his deportation. The Biden administration is doubling federal emergency funds to help communities prepare for natural disasters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports where that $1 billion may be needed in our region.
Communities across the West typically have wildfire plans, how to evacuate, where to send people, what to do. But those plans may need an update, and that may take resources.
We need to step up and start planning for worse scenarios than we've planned for in the past.
Tom Kova is a professor at the University of Utah. He says wildfires are getting bigger and faster and often igniting closer than locals planned for. So he says these more extreme fires could require more extreme planning, including the fact that some residents may not have time to evacuate.
Do we have any safety zones or water bodies? Or are residents willing to build their own fire shelters? This is what they do in countries like Australia, they build fire bunkers.
Kova says it may seem like science fiction, but we could even plan to have fire suits in garages or use large parking lots as a haven from the flames. But all that costs money and a whole lot more planning. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The Northern Nevada Pride Festival and Community Parade are returning to Reno after a year hiatus. Organizers for the LGBTQ plus Pride event say the parade will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday, July 24th, with festivities to follow in Wingfield Park. Last year's event shifted online in order to cut down on public gatherings amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Representatives from the Oakland Athletics met with Clark County officials yesterday to discuss the team's possible relocation. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports the baseball club has eyed Southern Nevada as a possible new home since the Oakland Raiders moved there last year. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, May 26th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.